or other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Last week, George Carlin, legendary top comedian in the country, went public and said he doesn't believe the official story and questions it. Martin Sheen, of course, last week also went public. You heard it here first. Charlie Sheen, his son, last year was the first big star to go public. Now we've had a bunch of other top Hollywood stars and others go public. And the point is this takes a lot of courage for him to do, and more people are starting to stand up and speak out. We had a story a couple days ago, former NFL star, latest to question 9/11 official story, ex-Dallas Cowboys lineman Stepnoski tells Indiana newspaper of doubts, and I believe Paul got that little part of the headline wrong right there, but let me give you his bio, then we're going to go to him. Mark Matthew Stepnoski is a former American football offensive lineman in the NFL. He attended Cathedral Preparatory School in Erie, Pennsylvania, and went on to star at the University of Pittsburgh. Stepnoski's pro career in the NFL was spent with the Dallas Cowboys from 89 to 94, and then back from 99 to 2000, and the Houston Oilers from 95 to 98. Stepnoski won two Super Bowls while with the Cowboys, remember watching those, and was a five-time Pro Bowler, attending the game from 92 through 96. Also notable among his achievements are the contributions he made to help Emmitt Smith become the all-time rushing champion of the NFL. Absolutely. And again, in November 2007, Stepnoski expressed support for the 9/11 Truth Movement, and he is also working with Normal, which I don't smoke marijuana. It makes me paranoid, but I think it should be legalized. George Washington smoked it, and it has thousands. It's a miracle drug, much bigger than aspirin. And but they'll throw you in jail for that, but you can take Ritalin and Prozac all day, or hillbilly heroin, the Oxycontin. But, sir, I am so honored to have you on with us.
Thanks, Alex. It's great to be here with you today.
I want to, just out of the gates, when we come back from break, get into 9/11 Truth, and I talked to you during the break. You told me when you woke up to it, the day it happened. Same here. And then I want to talk about Normal, because the whole war on drugs is obviously very important. But talk about that day, 9/11.
Yeah, that was a Tuesday, which that was my last year playing football in the NFL, and that was our day off. So I happened to catch a decent amount of it on TV, and I just remember at the time thinking to myself, you know, is this really a terrorist attack on us by a foreign nation, or is this a false flag operation being conducted by our government? And the reason I say that is because for years leading up to that, I had read several books about the Kennedy assassination, about Watergate, and also an excellent book, Oklahoma City and the Politics of Terror.
Yes.
Which really kind of laid out a lot of the unofficial story about that event. And I noticed there were a lot of parallels between that event and 9/11, as far as bombs being found in the building, scientists coming out and saying that an ammonium nitrate bomb could never cause that much damage. I read another book about McVeigh's trial called Others Unknown, which was actually written by the gentleman who represented him. And he was convinced that there were other people involved in that event that never were brought to justice. So there were just a lot of similarities between the two. And, you know, once that event occurred, I was skeptical. And then obviously, you know, once you start following it from the get-go, you're exposed constantly to information to reinforce your belief.
Exactly. I've tried to disprove my own research, but take Oklahoma City or the first World Trade Center where the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, gave him the detonator. Now lawyers have gone in, gotten the admissions from Terry Nichols that McVeigh was a government agent. We already knew that. Now the Southern Poverty Law Center, it's come out in federal documents, was basically running Elohim City, the white supremacist compound. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, there's so much, again, the two events, there's so much information behind the scenes.
Well, you're a well-known iconoclast and known for being quite intellectual in your own right, and I'm just very impressed just talking to you in a few minutes here. I'm very excited about the 55 minutes we've got left with you, sir. We'll be right back with Pro Bowler, two-time NFL Super Bowl champion, Mark Stepnoski. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
As usual, we're having great discussions during the break. Mark Stepnoski is our guest. He is 5-time Pro Bowler, 2-time Super Bowl champion, and he's the guy that opened up those big holes and credited most of those big holes driving through so that Emmitt Smith could get that all-time record. And I asked him what he wanted to talk about, and he said, hey, you know, 9/11 is the big issue. We'll talk some about the war on drugs, and absolutely I agree with him. And I think that the angle we were just taking in the last segment of how you woke up, and now we're learning a little bit more than we learned in the Erie newspaper from Monday, that you woke up because you'd studied history. And again, history, knowing the past, we then know the future. So let's walk through and maybe recap. You've got the floor, sir. Expand on how you were already aware of false flag, what you thought that day, and why you've taken this major plunge going public for 9/11 truth.
Well, I just think that, you know, growing up reading books about the Kennedy assassination, books like High Treason, you know, there's so many books out there and videos. The Men Who Killed Kennedy, the 5-part series that's played on cable television, was really well done. But that was just a great introduction over the years of, you know, some of the clandestine activities that occur with the military and with the intelligence services, things that you're never going to see in mainstream media. And then again, you know, just going along that line throughout that time period, studying the Vietnam War, Watergate, all these things that signify a cover-up by the government. As time goes on, it's just you become more and more aware as a citizen that secrecy is the rule of the day with our government. And any time that anything revelatory comes to light regarding the nefarious activities of our government, it's immediately discredited and hushed up. So, you know, fortunately, we live in an era where alternative media provides true sources of information that can't be sanitized by corporations.
If I can just add, speaking of the Kennedy assassination, now over 90% of Americans in major polls believe the government killed him. Well, they better. I mean, E. Howard Hunt now, deathbed confession, only Rolling Stone reports on it. I mean, we now have the CIA section chief, the guy who was photographed at the scene by the Dallas Morning News, Dallas Times Herald, now admitting that he did indeed run the op to kill him, and it's not on the national news.
Absolutely. And, you know, we see things like that all the time. You know, recently, this past summer, documents were released proving that, you know, the CIA often worked hand-in-hand with organized crime figures to implement their plans. All these things that at the time would have been considered, quote-unquote, conspiracy theory are now being substantiated as being true. So again, fortunately, we live in a time where information is a little bit more accessible, so it's becoming harder and harder for a corrupt government to cover up their illegal activities. You know, in the 60s, it took years and years before the Zapruder film was even released. You know, now people can see things right away.
Now they admit Gulf of Tonkin was staged, just as we always knew. Now they declassified, totally staged.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought the movie The Fog of War with Robert McNamara did a great job of just letting people know what that behind-the-scenes planning consists of, you know. And there's so many parallels. You know, you look at that, the false intelligence leading to war, same thing that's going on now. You know, history really does repeat itself. But like you said earlier, if people don't read and they're not familiar with history, it's not as apparent to them that these things happen over and over again throughout time.
Well, history's like having the other team's playbook, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, it's when you see, you know, modern events unfold around you, it's a lot easier to interpret them if you have read their mail, so to speak, ahead of time.
Now, what made you decide to take the plunge for 9/11 Truth?
Well, it just became a question of not really being able to be quiet about it anymore. I've talked to my friends about it all the time for the last 6 years. You know, I'll gladly speak with anybody who wants to talk about it. And initially, you know, people were very reluctant to even entertain the possibility that it was an inside job. But again, as the years have gone on, as time has gone on, you know, now we're, you know, 6-7 years out, enough information is out there to where people are willing to consider it more seriously. You know, you're probably familiar with Peter Phillips from Project Censored.
Oh, absolutely.
I love that, his books, read them every year. He calls it a threshold concept. You know, people really need to get to the point where they can assimilate enough information to make that leap, to go, to think, you know, beyond the parameters that they already possess.
It's like once we finally believe that we could fly, within a few years of thousands of tinkerers trying it, the Wright brothers at Kitty Hawk were able to do it, or Copernicus had enough knowledge to finally convince people the world was round and not flat, or Galileo that the Earth orbited the sun, not the sun the Earth.
Yeah, it's, you know, people, when you try to hit them with this all at once, if they're totally uninformed and this information is entirely foreign to them, they're really not willing to entertain it because it's just too much of a paradigm shift for them. But for people who gradually are exposed to more and more information, it's less and less of a shock to them. I think we've reached that point now because, honestly, when you look at the information that's out there and the credibility of the sources, anybody now who still believes the official story of 9/11 is either incredibly naive or exhibiting complete and total denial.
Well, we know denial is certainly a powerful factor, but Did you decide to really speak out and go public? I mean, I'm just asking because you think things are getting more serious or that they may be planning something else. I mean, I'm just speculating because more people that I've talked to that are going public now say that's their reason. I mean, does that play any factor here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have the desire to start a third war since 9/11 in Iran. You know, there are stories of missing nuclear warheads floating around. You read the Kenneth Bunkport warning online. There are many people worried about Cheney staging another false flag attack. He's already come out and said the next time it happens, it'll be in the form of a mini nuke somewhere in a U.S. city. And anybody who is familiar with all these military exercises that are constantly going on, they realize that not a lot of people are needed to pull off a false flag attack like that.
Well, what about Colonel Butler? Defense Language School tells the AP and San Jose Mercury News that they train hijackers in secret spy programs at the base. Or Mr. Springman, the head of the U.S. Embassy, ordered to let hijackers back into the country and was told, don't worry, the terror designation is their cover, they're government agents. I mean, that right there, and those are only a few of thousands of smoking guns. Drills of the exact same buildings attacked at the exact same time by aircraft, and then Bush says he never heard of a plan to attack buildings with planes.
Yeah, it's really absurd. I mean, it's when you think back to the time prior to 9/11, all the precautions that were taken at the G8 summit in Italy. You know, these are all scenarios that have been discussed by policymakers. They know what the threats are. They know the technology that's out there and what's possible. Now, the general public doesn't know. So then, obviously, when they see this scenario envelop, they don't think of it in terms of a drill or an exercise gone live. They think of it in terms of, you know, a terrorist attack from an outside entity. But again, when you listen to the transcripts of the air traffic controllers on the day of 9/11, the first words out of their mouth was, is this live or is this an exercise?
And then they said, I've never seen so much real world going on during an exercise.
Yeah, and I think, you read a book like Crossing the Rubicon by Mike Rupert. Or 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA by Webster Tarpley.
Excellent.
These guys do a great job of highlighting how many military exercises were taking place on that day and how they served to make the event possible and also to confuse people at the time. Who were in charge of, you know, trying to deter things like that from happening. But again, you know, I sometimes think that people don't realize how much influence the military has on everyday life in the U.S.
Well, then there was also Tripod 2 going on where they did a simulation of terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center complex with the Port Authority. They'd moved the Emergency Management Center the week before out to the end of the pier, out of the big spook complex, Building 7. Then the head of FEMA in New York says, yeah, we deployed the night of September 10th. Then he backed off and said I was wrong. Then Giuliani said I was told to get out of the building because the Tower 1 and 2 were going to fall, and we were running an exercise. Then he said he didn't say it, but then we have the video and audio of it. So it's not, I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, there are just too many lies for people to go back and, you know, cover them up. It's such a web of lies that, you know, people like Giuliani have already contradicted themselves repeatedly. But again, you know, when you think about the similarities to the Oklahoma City bombing, you know, that day the alcohol, tobacco, and firearm agents who were employed in that building didn't show up for work.
And then showed up a minute after in full bomb gear, and the police said, why are you here? And they said, we got a tip.
Exactly. The same way that John Ashcroft got a tip not to fly commercially before 11, the same way Willie Brown got a tip not to fly beforehand. There are too many instances of foreknowledge to be discounted.
Mark Stepnoski, two-time Super Bowl champion, five-time Pro Bowler, Dallas Cowboys, and, of course, Houston Oilers. When we come back, I want to talk to you about their mindset, how they love to brag, the PNAC documents, Cheney saying we need a terror attack, a big event, Brzezinski saying it. Why do you think they've been so arrogant? Are they operating on the old 50s, 60s paradigm as Cold War dinosaurs? And where do you think this is all going? Because the jig is up, with 84% in major polls not believing the official story, as high as 68% believing inside job. We'll be back with Mark Stepnosky right after this quick break.
Ted Anderson, happy holidays. December 24th, 2007. Gold, 811 60-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $835.99, 412 for half, 206 per quarter. That's $835.99, 412 for half, and 206 per quarter. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as Dr. No, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
I live back in the woods, you see.
The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can
field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
And why is that?
Country folks can survive.
This is why.
Because you can't starve about and you can't make a run. Those wizened old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say man.
Ron Paul. 2008.com. Get in there and donate today. I want to see a surge today.
From the West Virginia coal mines
and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. All right, we're going to your calls. Richard in Texas. You're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Alex, how are you doing? I'll tell you what, it's a great show here the last few days, especially about the Zogby pole stuff. That's really great stuff. You've been exposing them, how they operate.
Absolutely. We did it to illustrate a lot of things.
Well, it sure has. I'm looking forward to hearing some more on that. Hey, listen, I know you're one of the originators of the info bomb, and we saw the viral effect and the way it took off with the money bomb. And so now here in Austin, we've launched the primary bomb. And the primary bomb is what we need to do in conjunction with this Ron Paul campaign is we need to work really hard at unelecting every incumbent possible, all the way from dog catcher to city council to the state rep to U.S. rep and into the U.S. Senate. We need to send Ron Paul all the help he can get by sending 100 or 200 freshmen into that House of Representatives next
year. I agree. Vote out incumbents unless you know their record and they're good. There aren't many. And just froth, basically. You know, get involved in election watch groups like Vote Rescue in Austin and other groups around the country. Go to Black Box Voting and find out different groups. Just start going in different directions. Just start frenzying. I mean, if we just start running in all directions and snapping and biting and getting the word out, we can't be stopped. Get moving, folks. You don't have to be perfect. Don't have to have all the answers. Don't have to just literally start frothing.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're sitting here in a world of sound bites, so I figured if we could call this the primary bomb, and that way we've got a one-word expression that encompasses that effort to unelect every incumbent. So,
or primary surge.
Primary bomb, primary surge, whatever. But just go to primarybomb.com, and it just simply states, hey, let's unelect all these incumbents. So hopefully we can just put that on.
Who launched that site? Is that you, Richard?
Yeah, I set it up, and it's just all it is. It's just a blog. It's got one paragraph on there, real simple, no ads or nothing like that. It just
no, says, that's hey, a good idea. Primarybomb.com.
Thank you, Alex.
Hey, thanks, Richard. Let's go. Oh, by the way, Richard, give me a call. Richard did camera work for us in New York. I just gave him a little camera, and we watched the video. He's quite a savant with the camera. Charles in Michigan. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. I want to thank you for taking my call. This is the only way I get a chance to actually listen to your program here in Michigan because we don't have any affiliates here and I don't have internet access.
Okay, go ahead, sir. You're on air.
Thanks a lot. I wanted to say that Kerry and Gore, of course, they won. But, you know, they put in who they wanted to put in. And Clinton, now they're spending this to where, oh, she have all this experience. She has experience.
Experience at being a witch and a criminal.
Exactly. And now they have Giuliani. Now he's Mr. 9/11. You know, it gets to be so ridiculous. It's comical, but it's not comical. I mean, you want to cry. You want to see what it is that you can do. And I'm trying to get a radio station here in Detroit, Michigan. And I'm trying to put your information out there, and I'm trying to do everything I can. And I'm voting for Ron Paul.
Awesome.
And that's all I had to say.
Well, God bless you. You know the problem. We've got quite a few AM and FM stations for a standalone, independent, small network. I mean, there's like 300 and something affiliates of different shows on Genesis. And I've got like 50 something stations and growing that carry us live, a few dozen more that carry us on the weekend. But, you know, the big companies have bought up everything and then they put their talk show host on syndicated because they then get all the ads. And but there are mom and pops, I guarantee you, going into Detroit. That's how we've gotten all the stations we've got. There's people like you, Charles, getting on the phone and telling them to go to GCNLive.com or TruthNews.us. And they can get the satellite coordinates. They can get us anytime they want. We'll come right back to Don, Cliff, Kyle, others.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution to eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is out.
They railed against the crown, another red tag down, declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody wall at liberty.
Thanks to the Renegades. We are free today. And Mark Stepnosky is certainly a renegade when it comes to taking action, speaking out, and having a lot of courage. In fact, this is out of the Erie paper. Q&A with Mark Stepnosky. Since retiring from football 6 years ago, Mark Stepnosky has changed countries, buying a house in Vancouver, British Columbia, where he now lives with his longtime girlfriend. And it goes on, he's also changed lifestyles, trading the hectic demands of playing for the NFL for the relatively laid-back retirement that includes travel, reading, and taking in concerts and performing arts. But Stepnosky, 40, always a bit of an iconoclast, hasn't changed. Continues to work towards the legalization of marijuana, an effort that began pursuing in the earnest after leaving football. And he has now added a new interest, speaking out publicly. It's really an old interest we learn now. 9/11 truth movements, whose adherents question the mainstream accounts. And I read in here he's also a fan of George Carlin, who said he questions the official story last week. What do you think of George Carlin now saying he questions the official story?
Well, I think it's great. I think that, you know, if you had to pick one guy who might do that, he would be the guy. You know, he's kind of has a reputation as being an anti-authority figure, you know, a guy who kind of, you know, cuts through the chase and gets to the point. Yeah, I was excited to hear that.
Boy, it'd be interesting if we saw some the biggest country star out there go public for 9/11 Truth, or maybe, I'm not going to even say it. There are so many people who know what's going on who haven't yet spoken out or gone public, but I just pray that that happens, because as more people go public, it makes it safer for others to do it, and I really think a mass awakening, a renaissance of awakening, could totally expose false flag terror and really inoculate the public against it, to where the New World Order basically can't use that tool anymore.
I agree. And I think one of the things that is helping people come to that conclusion is the amount of information that's out there that is sourced from mainstream media. Now, you're never going to see discussions like we are having today in mainstream media. But at the same time, a lot of people who are skeptical of the things we are talking about, you know, they always tend to believe that these sources that we are reading on the internet or in books or magazines are subversive, unsubstantiated. But that's why I think people should be open to reading things like The Terror Timeline by Paul Thompson, which is entirely sourced from mainstream accounts. People can look at how this information is put together, even when it is gleaned from major media. So I think, you know, once people expose themselves to that kind of book, or if they read something by David Ray Griffin, which debunks some of the theories being put out by mainstream media, then I think they'll be a little bit more willing to accept some of the things that we are talking about today.
Well, here's an example of debunking. Popular Mechanics will show some physicist and say that they just say, oh, it's not true, with a guy saying expert under him, some 20-year-old kid. Or they would say, oh, NORAD never intercepted any plane before 9/11, but Payne Stewart in 2000, the golfer. And then we went and got the very same spokesman for NORAD who said that to Popular Mechanics in AP and Reuters during the Payne Stewart thing, saying they had 167 of them in just the months before that. I mean, you know, my dad's a pilot and has been off course before, and, you know, they get on the radio and threaten to send F-16s up when he's flying around a storm in a Cessna over central Texas. So, I mean, it's just they build straw men. Can you comment on that?
Yes, I think, you know, once people become familiar with the protocol that exists, it's readily apparent that that protocol was broken on that day, and that, you know, the events that happened that day, the way they transpired, that is not commonplace. And it doesn't matter who's in charge as far as giving the order to shoot down planes. There is a protocol that's been established, and like you said, it's been followed repeatedly in the past. So to see such a divergence from the normal way that things are supposed to occur as far as the response of jets and the response of NORAD, it just goes without saying that it's an anomaly. You know, things were purposely altered that day.
And then we have all these first responders, medical workers, police, scores of them saying they heard the 20-second countdown when they blew up Building 7, and then BBC, 25 minutes before it falls on two different channels, says we've just gotten word Building 7, Solomon Brothers, has fallen from fire, total collapse, and there it is behind them, out the window. And they gave the exact official story that later came out hours later. I mean, that's smoking gun.
Yeah, in addition to, I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with Larry Silverstein's comments about the building being pulled as if it was being demolished. I was fortunate enough a couple months ago to go see William Rodriguez speak live in Vancouver. And I was already familiar with his story, but nonetheless, it was really compelling to go see him in person and listen to it firsthand. But yeah, like you said, the amount of witnesses, eyewitnesses who were there that day, they're becoming more and more vocal. I think that people are starting to realize that they are hearing the alternative belief now about what really happened that day, but the difference is they're not hearing it from corporate media. They're hearing it from eyewitnesses.
Well, speaking of that, up on PrisonPlanet.com, we have the George Washington blog spot thing here. 9/11 family member, Patty Kazaza. Government knew exact date and exact targets. 9/11 family member, Jersey girl, Patty Kazaza, has just revealed that the whistleblower told her that before 9/11, the government knew the exact day, the type of attack, and the targets. And she had to meet the government whistleblower at a undisclosed location off the side of the highway. That's how paranoid they were. But we've now confirmed that they ordered FBI agents that knew the exact details to back off and shut up, demoted them, and then Robert Wright, the head terror expert in Chicago, goes up before the National Press Club and says, here's a letter from Ashcroft. I'll be arrested if I tell you what I know under national security. All I can tell you is the Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens. Here is a Jersey girl, Patty Kazaza, talking about one of the inside whistleblowers giving her this information.
I met other whistleblowers on the side of the road in Maryland, you know, to hear what they could tell us. None of them revealed state secrets to us, by the way. But they had information, and basically the government knew, you know, other than the exact moment, they knew the date and the method at which the attacks were supposed to come. And none of this made it to mainstream media. None of it made it into the commission. And yet, again, all of your representatives on the day that the commission book came out were on their pulpits saying, what a fabulous job this commission has done, a real service to this nation. And it was anything but a service. It was a complete fabrication.
That's Patty Kazaza. Going back to Mark Stepnoski, two-time Super Bowl winner, five-time Pro Bowler, Dallas Cowboys, and, of course, the Texas Oilers, now the Tennessee Titans. I mean, that is another amazing testimony right there. And as these things mount, they can't ignore it, Mark.
I tell you, Alex, I'm so glad that you mentioned the Jersey girls. I was hoping we could discuss them briefly because, you know, when people who believe the official story of 9/11 hear skeptics talk about it, they always accuse us of not being sensitive to the victims' families. And that also goes for the war in Iraq or Afghanistan. If you question the official story, if you exhibit any kind of skepticism, they automatically equate that as being disrespectful to the families of the 9/11 victims or of the soldiers who have died in war. And I totally disagree with that, you know, because as you just have shown, the family members of these victims are some of the most outspoken critics of the official story, and they, as much as anyone, are trying to get to the bottom of what really happened on that day. So I believe it's a total opposite, that by questioning these things, we are doing everything we can to help these families of victims and slain soldiers find out the whole reason behind why they had to die in the first place.
Well, I agree with you. Over a year and a half ago now, I interviewed in a semi-film, Terror Storm, Bill Doyle, the head of 7,000-plus victims and family members, survivors of 9/11, lost his son Joey on that morning. He came on the show and he said, I believe it's a total inside job. The words were total inside job. And he said that the majority of the victims' family groups and victims believe it's a total inside job. But then the media always says all the family members hate us. But there have been family members for 5 years who've gone out and encircled the White House saying Bush did it, Bush knew. And I saw one little CNN report on that. And so exactly, how dare them speak for the victims and family members and those that lost loved ones when the majority believe it's an inside job, another hoax by the controlled corporate press.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it goes hand in hand with the whole secrecy theme that we discussed earlier. Whether it's the 9/11 Commission, whether it's Justice Department emails, whether it's extraordinary rendition by the CIA, it could be domestic spying by the NSA, whatever it is, this administration's policy has been secrecy and denial. So, again, that's a pattern that's been clearly established, since the administration began in 2000. So, again, I don't understand. You know, people are willing to accept that the administration withheld information in all those other related areas, yet for some reason it's still tough for some people to apply that same thinking to 9/11 and to believe that the administration was keeping secrets about that also.
I want to shift gears and come at you from left field because I just thought of this. About a year and a half ago, we talked to Kevin Tillman, Pat Tillman's brother. We got his number. And he said, I don't want to go public right now, but we have a lot of questions. We think he could have been murdered on purpose to silence him. Now the family's publicly said that. The media has tried to spin it and kind of whitewash what they said and play it down. We know that Pat was writing letters back, talking to different anti-war groups, saying that this is all staged. There was even talk, now that we're hearing about, he was talking about 9/11. They would do stage photo ops, and other Special Forces folks on who were at some of those, stage photo ops, blowing up caves and things that nobody was even in, putting out uniforms and, you know, staging events, and that Pat was really mad. Then they admit now that he was shot three times at close range in the head, a triple burst, from closer than 15 yards, not 1,000 yards or whatever, that they kept shooting him, that he kept begging to not be shot, it kept staying stopped, and that they basically killed him. Then the Army doctors and investigators said it was murder. They were told to shut up. We know that they killed some of the people that spoke out about the Private Lynch thing being staged, and then she came out and said it was staged. Do you have any comments on, and they admitted a lot of murders have happened in the military to cover things up, any comments on Pat Tillman?
Well, I just think that that whole situation is tragic. It's extremely disappointing to see his idealism be subverted and to be basically him to be used as an agent of propaganda. I didn't know Pat, but I paid attention to his story, you know, simply because he's a former NFL player and it got a lot of attention. And I don't question his motives or his idealism one bit, and I don't fault him in any way for wanting to do what he thought was right.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, I just think it's tragic that, you know, when he did join, he and his brother decided to do what they did. You know, he was championed by the media. You know, he was looked at as a hero, and rightfully so. And he was, his story was used as a way to propagate the drums for war further. And then when he wound up, unfortunately and tragically, getting killed, that was also used as a way to further the agenda for war, even though, as you just clearly explained, they didn't tell the truth about the circumstances surrounding his death. So it was so disheartening to see a guy being used throughout the entire process, used as a guy to sell the war, and then after he was killed, that was used as a way to try and drum up patriotism.
And they covered up the fact that he'd written letters and was firmly against the war, saying it was an illegal war and a fraud.
Yeah, and I guess, like you said, you know, he was planning to make some connections with famous anti-war speakers, you know, Noam Chomsky, Cindy Sheehan. Those were some names that were thrown around. And again, you know, the whole reason that we're supposed to be over there fighting is for our freedoms, right? It's supposedly to protect our freedoms. Yet here is a guy who obviously had his freedoms suppressed in the most drastic way possible, and that was by killing him.
Shifting gears back into 9/11 with Mark Stepnoski, Super Bowl champion, two-time, five-time Pro Bowler, joining us for 9/11 Truther today. And again, I want to commend you and thank you, and I just admire you more than ever. I never would have thought watching you in the Super Bowl that I'd ever be talking to you, much less about such an incredible issue. But here we are, brought together with the audience and people listening all over the world right now. What would you like to see happen with 9/11 Truth? Where would you like to see this go? Because people call for another investigation. I'm sure that sounds fine, but it'll just be the same whitewash. They already tried to have Henry Kissinger as the supposed head of it.
Yeah, that's the thing. How independent could the commission be? How much power would it have? How much time? You know, how much funding? We all know how much Bush and Cheney fought the original 9/11 commission. They didn't want to appear. Then they agreed only to appear together. They wouldn't speak under oath. They fought over who was going to head it. They wouldn't allocate any money towards it. It was just a complete stonewall all the way down the line. I think that right there should make people skeptical about what the government is saying about 9/11.
Well, then what's a plan? I mean, what's your idea, just off the top of your head or from your gut, Mark? I mean, what do you think we should do? Just continue to educate in the court of public opinion?
Oh, I think that never hurts. I think that, you know, a vital and functioning democracy depends on an informed voting populace. You know, we don't have a chance of holding our leaders accountable if we don't educate the public on what is going on and what we can possibly try to do to prevent it. If you're going to expect constitutional government to react in the way that it's supposed to, then impeachment proceedings would be the way to go. I am not a Democrat. However, I am excited that Denis Kucinich is trying to get something done along those lines. Where that will lead, who knows? But at the same time, everything during this administration has been geared towards increasing executive power. At least articles of impeachment would be a step in the other direction.
I agree. Impeachment is key. Final segment with Mark Stepnoski. Full hour with the Super Bowl champion and quite a mind when it comes to understanding false flag terror and the geopolitical system in view of history, present, and the future. This is the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown.
For listeners that just tuned in the last hour, I got into the plunging dollar, gyrating oil prices, and Gold price is exploding. Very serious info. You might want to tune in when the transmission ends to the first hour. If you miss it, a lot of key info. Dr. Michael Kaufman in the second hour as well. Very important information. We have the streams going, starting over again at InfoWars.com. And AM and FM stations across the country re-airing the broadcast, and of course the network re-airing it from 9 to midnight as well. In-game blueprint for global enslavement, who the global elite are, how they use terrorism, how they use control, what their master plan is. It's available at InfoWars.com, the DVD, or watch it in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, as well as Terror Storm Special Edition, the final cut. The history of government-sponsored terror, and I take the approach in the same way I woke up, in the same way that Mark woke up, is going through all the declassified admissions of government-sponsored terror. So I hope folks will get in-game at InfoWars.com. Mark, in closing, I want to ask you about Ron Paul, but we've got about 4 minutes left. Real fast, that's another point we didn't get into. All the admitted declassified examples of where criminals in our government have staged terror before.
Yeah. I mean, as time goes on, as these documents reach the time where they are allowed to be released, I think it becomes more and more apparent to people, you know, how the intelligence agencies work behind the scenes. I'm excited about Ron Paul just because, you know, he is the only Republican candidate who is against the war. And I think that attitude coincides greatly with the general feeling of the American public.
And he's also for drug decriminalization. He's a medical doctor. He knows that it's a scourge.
Absolutely. Very much a libertarian belief. Even though he has to run as a Republican, I mean, he is truly a libertarian. And that belief goes hand in hand with libertarian ideology.
What would you call your political view if you had to put a label on it?
Oh boy, it's hard to say. I mean, it's easy to look at a bunch of different guys and take bits and pieces from what they believe. I am generally reluctant to just put a label on myself or anybody. And
you want freedom?
Them. Oh, absolutely. You know, back in 1989, when the wall came down and the Soviet Union broke up, we were supposed to realize a peace dividend. You know, we had been through a Cold War for generations. You know, we had had, you know, Korea, Vietnam. We were supposed to experience a peace dividend, and that hasn't happened. And matter of fact, the exact opposite has happened. You know, we have Donald Rumsfeld talking about the long war.
100-year wars, a new boogeyman.
Richard Cheney saying that, you know, the war that will not end in our lifetimes. So this is just, our foreign policy is going the exact opposite direction of what I think everybody expected it to go in back decades ago when the Soviet Union dissipated. So it's just very disappointing for me to continue to see $450 billion spent every year on the defense budget when so many other things in the United States are crying out for funding.
You're absolutely right, but they use it as the organizing force to scare us into submission. They use that tribal instinct to manipulate us against these manufactured boogeymen. Well, you've made a big splash for 9/11 Truth, and Mark Stutnosky, a two-time NFL Super Bowl champion, five-time Pro Bowler, with the team I grew up cheering, the Dallas Cowboys. We salute you for your courage, and I look forward to having you back on to talk about normal and drug decriminalization in the near future. I salute you in the true spirit of America and the great tradition of liberty. Thank you for your bold stance and your eloquent defense of liberty.
Thanks, Alex. It was a pleasure talking with you today.
Mark, again, thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, back tonight on the network, 9 to midnight. The show restarts right now at InfoWars.com and on many stations across the country. God bless you all. Now get out there and take on the new world order.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.